I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you. From pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
You wanna keep it real, you know the deal. Keep you up on game, it won't be the same. Say what's his name, Clint Cole. Say what's his name, Clint Cole. Say what's his name, Clint Cole.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, this is episode 14 of Advice from a Fuckboy. Ladies and gentlemen, you know it's your favorite fuckboy, Clint Coley. Ladies and gentlemen, I have a very, very, very special guest in here today. We're gonna do a little things a little bit different today when it comes to being a fuckboy. We got a different perspective of the fuckboy. Ladies and gentlemen, I have my friend, Mr. Tavon Sampson in the building. Mr. Tavon Sampson, how you doing, man?
I'm well, man. I can't complain, man.
All right. So listen, first of all, let's talk about this, man. A lot of times when I have guests on here, I don't, you know, we so busy talking about being fuckboys that we don't even give, you know, exactly who you are and what you've done for society and for culture, ladies and gentlemen. First of all, Tavon is a very, very, very accomplished artist. You know what I'm saying? I don't mean a music artist. Like, this nigga's an artist, an artiste. This nigga's Rembrandt. This nigga's Michelangelo, but better. Your favorite Def Jam albums, I guarantee you, he is the cover designer. Tavon, talk about what you do, man.
Yo, I appreciate it. It's always funny talking about myself, but yeah, I worked at Def Jam as an art director for, you know, since 2004, freelance and in-house. I've done some stuff for Nas, specifically Hip Hop Is Dead album cover, also the Nas Untitled, which was the nigga album originally, Young Jeezy The Recession, you know, The Inspiration, TM103, also a gang of Rick Ross stuff from Teflon Don to Deeper Than Rap, to Hood Billionaire.
Tavon naming some classic albums up in here.
Two of them
were classic to me.
Yeah, appreciate it, man.
Teflon Don is a classic. Because I'm very particular about the word classic. Like, I don't just call an album a classic. Like, I hate when people use that word in vain. Like, oh, it's a classic. It's a classic. My ex, she does that shit. She be like, Clint, this is a classic. I'm like, it's not a classic. Like, stop it. So
gotta stand that test of time, man.
Right. So it's a classic, but it is what it is. And also, The Recession to me is probably, in 2008, that was the right album at the right time.
Yeah,
so,
man.
Yeah, but people ain't come on here to talk about fucking Recession. They know that the shit is dope.
Yeah.
Also, ladies and gentlemen, this is the first podcast. I'm looking in the camera. Shout out to my man Turrentine Studios, man. This is the first podcast you can actually watch. You can watch me. So you see me. You're in my house. Shout out to the albums behind me, because everybody knows that I'm an album collector. So you see the Parliament Funkadelic album, you see the Houdini album. What else is behind me? New Edition, Flip Wilson, and Michael Jackson's Off the Wall. So, and that's just a piece. That's maybe 0.11 of my collection. Like, you know, you come to my house, you be like, oh shit, this nigga got albums. So all right, let's talk. So I got a different kind of fuckboy in the building. So Tavon is in the building. So Tavon's married, all right? And we're going to talk about marriage. We're going to talk about marriage. Everybody says, Clint, you a fuckboy, you talk that bullshit. We going to talk about marriage today, all right? So Devon, first of all, let's ask this. How long have you been married?
I've been married for 6 years.
6 years. Okay. Now
we've been together for 10 and a half.
10 and a half years. Mm-hmm. Now what made you say, you know what, I'm a marrier?
Dealing with enough fuck girls to know when it's time to sit my ass down when I met the right one, man.
First of all, I just want to give a disclaimer to Tavon. So Tavon was like, "Yo, Clint, whenever you need the fuck boy perspective on, in, you know, and a guy who's married, you let me know." But wait, so I said, "Yo, man, then, yo, man, I get home on Sunday, man. Come to my podcast, man. Let's have fun." And then Tavon says, "Yo, let me check on my wife, man." So he said, "Let me check on my wife." I get it, man. You definitely got to check with your wife, man.
Yeah, man.
Do you got to check with your wife about everything?
I like to include her on everything, man. Everything I feel is necessary. You feel me? Like,
yeah.
My business moves are my business moves, but yeah. You know, I try to be respectful as possible, bro. Yeah. You know, I don't want no happy wife, happy life, man. That's like the God honest truth, bro.
I agree.
It's just like I like my life to be as smooth as possible. Right. Everything else is kind of stressful when you're working so much and trying to make stuff happen on your own.
Right.
So I want your home to be your safe space. And
right.
So
right.
I try to do that.
So yeah. Let me ask you this, man. How do you... So, I mean, it's not about to be a marriage interview. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. So, let's... Were you... Now, so you've been with her for 10 years. Mm-hmm. All right. So, this is 2019... Y'all started dating in 2009. Y'all been together since 2009.
2008.
Okay, so since the recession.
Mm-hmm. That's actually how I met her.
Okay.
I was taking the album package over to get approved by, at the time, was her boss, Shakira Stewart. You know, God bless the past. Yeah. And when I went, he didn't used to have an assistant.
Who, Jeezy?
Shakir. Okay. You know, Shakir. He was the VP at a company.
Okay.
And so somebody's like, go talk to his assistant.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, damn, this nigga got an assistant now. Like, we're moving up now.
Right.
And so then they called her. She was coming, you know, from up the hallway, and I saw her, and I was just like, well, damn. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
And then that's when it happened, man. You know, I made my move.
What was your move, though? That's the question.
Yo, I mean, she, you know, I talked to her, whatever, and I used to just come over there every day and just chop it up with her.
You
there.
That guy.
Yeah. But everybody else knew what I was doing because I used to never come on that side of the floor until I was, had some stuff to get approved. So
right.
I would come over there, and everybody's like, yeah, we know what you're doing and all of this. And we just kind of clicked, man. We went out.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods. Local flavors.
She was just different from everybody else that I had talked to and stuff, and that just kind of...
Right.
You know, I wanted a change of pace.
Right.
Because I was just, you know, I was all types of partying and shit. And
so who was you fucking with, man? Like, you say it like you was dealing with fuck girls. So give me some stories, man.
I mean,
I give stories. I give details. I need to know what you was dealing with.
Yeah. No, I mean,
Now, you were in New York City at the time.
I was in New York City, okay. I was in New York City.
Yeah.
Not all of them was fuck girls, man.
Right. Because they probably listen to this shit. Like, you full of
shit. Nah. It was some cool girls, man. A lot of times I was on some bullshit, but I was young too, man. And I was, you know, I was in the entertainment industry, man. I was feeling myself. So, you know, I was having fun, man. I was never super disrespectful to anybody. Not purposely, you know. Sometimes it just kind of happened when...
Right.
They get on your nerves and shit, but...
So, can you be a married fuckboy? Can you be a fuckboy in marriage?
Oh, yeah, you definitely can be. You definitely can be, bro. I mean, just by the fact that I mean, you growing together.
Yeah.
And you have to realize that not only you're growing, but your partner's growing as well. So you have to respect what, you know, each other are doing in their lives and how they're growing in each other's lives. You know, you have to be involved, and you got to understand what's going on with them just to be able to.
So where the Def Jam hoes at? Fuck the bullshit, man.
Well, all right. Shit.
Okay. Real quick. So I'm glad you brought up the fact that you met Brandra at work. Oh, my bad.
That's fine.
Saturday. Okay. That's my cool. My bad. Anyway.
It's public knowledge.
Hi, Brandra.
Anyway. So people have this thing where they say, like, yo, you shouldn't shit where you eat or where you work or whatever, right?
Yeah.
So somebody asked me to talk about that in the podcast. So I put up a little ask question on Instagram, and they said, yo, man, anything you want to, you know, is there anything I should talk about? And he's like, yo, talk about shitting where you work. Mm-hmm. So I'll say this. I've only had sex with one girl that I work with.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
And it got weird. It got, because she was my boss.
Oh.
I fucked my boss. It was, and mind you, I haven't had a job since 2019?
Mm-hmm.
I ain't had a job since 2010. All right. So I was living in New York City too. I was working at JP Morgan Chase.
Okay.
And my boss she's an older Spanish woman. All right. And she wasn't really my direct boss. She was like, you know, like she was like two notches above my boss.
Yeah.
And you know, she came into the branch one day and we was chopping it up. We was talking, and then next thing you know, she was like, you know, we should go grab a drink. And I was like, is that professional? And she said, I'm gonna be honest with you, no, but I want a drink with you.
Yeah.
So when I went, I actually went and got Grand Marnier, right?
There we go.
Now here's the thing, people call me a bitch because I drink Grand Marnier with no chasers. So my friend Crystal, she's like, yo, you the only nigga I know who will drink some Grand Marnier and act like it's hard liquor. Like, you know what I mean? She's like, nigga, that's a liqueur. Like, but anyway, so we had some Grand Marnier. Then she was like, yo, do you live by yourself? I was like, why? You know, I was like, yeah, I had a studio though. Mm-hmm. And it had mice. I didn't want to take her back to my spot. She brought me back to her spot. She mm-hmm. lived on the Upper West Side. And I was eating my boss pussy. You know what I'm saying? Now, it was awkward because afterwards so here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Women get territorial. I don't care what y'all say. Women get, y'all get territorial. Y'all start,
they definitely do.
Y'all start getting weird, and y'all start being like, oh, like, I'm not saying you catch feelings, but it's like, yo, I don't, look, this is my dick.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you like it or not, you know what I'm saying? So anytime she saw me talking to a woman at the job, she got upset. And I'm like, bitch, this is what I'm, like, she a customer. Like, why are you getting mad? So my thing is, do you think you should be able to deal with somebody you work with?
It's hard, man. I mean, I know when we first started,
yeah,
I dealt with drama right off the bat. And it wasn't even from her. It was from other people. Like, it was this one girl that told her that, oh, he be trying to fuck everybody. And I'm like, what?
You know, that's the, like, worst.
And so,
because you're like, yeah, I am trying to fuck everybody.
Yeah, it was like, and I mean, at the time, I was
trying to fuck everybody.
I'm like, if I was, like, what does it matter to you? Like, I was single. Like,
I'm minding my business.
Yeah, like, and I didn't even know the girl was like that. And that was the crazy thing, is that she was just paying attention to me like that. It was some bullshit. I was going to a Kanye concert, actually the Glow in the Dark tour.
Let's clarify, and I'm looking in the camera. Old Kanye concert.
Glow in the Dark concert, yeah. Kanye, that shit was...
Yeah, no, I went to the Glow in the Dark tour. That was flat.
Yeah, it was everything. And I was supposed to meet up with her. And then when I was...
Oh, I thought you were about to say I was supposed to meet up with him. I'm like, damn.
No.
Talk about a flex, nigga.
Yo, no, I did run into him, though, like, at Def Jam. Like, the old Def Jam building had...
Yeah.
These big-ass, like, gold elevators.
Yeah. I remember. Yeah.
So when I was walking in to work one day... I just see some dude, I kid you not, this just sounds so, like, typical, but, like, I seen this dude with, like, this Louis Vuitton backpack on, whatever, like, checking himself out in a reflection. I'm like, man, what the fuck is this? turn around, it was Kanye. I'm like,
that sounds so Kanye.
Yeah, and I just gave him the head nod, and he looked at me and just kept it moving and shit. And I was just like, yo, this shit's hilarious, man.
That's funny.
But yeah, I was going to meet up with her, and she called me and was like, yeah, I think we should slow it down. And I'm like, the fuck?
Yo,
why?
I hate when women say that.
Yeah, and I'm like,
why we? What do you mean we move it too fast?
You know what? I don't remember. Yeah. I feel like, I don't know. I don't remember if we did or not, but I know that we knew that we were super into each other.
Right.
And because I know when I took her out, we was talking about like, what type of stuff she likes and
sexually.
No, not even, bro. Okay.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you, from pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
Like when I met her, she was in a church choir, bro. Like,
oh man, that's like the worst.
The first time I hung out with her, I was like, she was like, oh, you want to No. We did go out, but first we went to like Dave and Buster's and stuff, like something safe.
I don't like first dates. That's good, clean fun. I don't like clean. Well, I don't like clean fun. I like dirty fun.
She don't drink. Oh, but she didn't drink then. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. She was like the.
She was yeah.
Ideal good girl, whatever. And it was completely different. I was like, all right, cool. I can dig this change of pace.
If you a good girl, I don't want you.
Yeah.
I'm letting you know that now, man. I know that shit worked with Tavon or whatever, but me, I want my girl to cuss.
Yo, but you know what? I mean,
I want my woman to say rude shit, yo. Like I want her to
I think I was a bad influence on her because
you should be.
She gained all of that, you know.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, you piece of shit. No,
yeah. But man, like the first time she invited me to her crib, she was like, "Hey, you want to come watch a movie?" I was like, "Yeah, hell yeah, And then like we leaving work, you know, she goes, I gotta go to choir rehearsal first." I was like, "All right, you want me to meet you after?" And she was like, "No, I want you to come with me." I'm like,
"No."
I'm like, damn. And, you know, I'm like, man, I just want to go get drunk. It's a Friday night.
And
I'm
I want to watch a movie. And then I want the movie to watch me.
But I went. I went.
Saved, dog?
Bro, you know what, though, bro? I'm not going to lie, bro. And kudos to her because, she legit, it changed my life.
Right.
Not going that night, of course. But, like, I met some people there. Right. And, There was cool. Shout out to my boy Dante, whatever. He was like the music minister at the time. I think he still is over there, actually. And when I get there, I meet the people. I was like, oh, everybody's kind of cool. They chill, whatever, you know. But I'm like, I gotta go. I can't do this.
That's right. I gotta go.
I'm not trying to be at choir rehearsal. And we kicked it, whatever. But then I would go, you know, I would go to church on Sundays and stuff like that to see it was. But the church was dope, though, because the pastor was dope. Like, he used to spit some game. Like, but he spit it in, like, not a Bible sense. It was almost like he was rapping to you, you know what I mean? Yeah, like, he made it relate to you, so.
Was he young, too?
He was.
Like, 30s,
like 40s, yeah. I would say he was, like, 40s.
Yeah. That's not typical.
But, bro, he done been on, like, CNN and everything now.
Oh, shit, that's dope.
Yeah, but it changed my whole perception of everything. And so, but that just made me start growing. I was like, damn, I ain't never met a girl that made me want to do this and made me want to just be better at this and get my spiritual, right? You know, so.
Listen.
I was still ratchet on the inside, though, bro.
Did I tell the story? I don't know if I told the story on the podcast. I probably did, but the time I went to church and tried to get saved for a chick.
I feel like you did. I feel like you did. Yeah.
For those of y'all that don't know the story, I went to church. I did what Tavon did, but I went. I went the second level. What I did was I was like, yo, you know, when they have altar call, you know, the pastor was like, yo, does anybody need to come and give their life to God? And I felt like if I gave my if I had my hands up and everything. I was like, yo, like, cause I, she would think I'm serious. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it didn't get me no pussy. And yeah, that's why I don't go to church with women.
Well, you want to know what the funny thing is? When I first went to church with her, because mm-hmm. you know Derek.
Yeah, a lot of, yeah.
So I met him through her. Mm-hmm. So we were all roommates at one point in New York.
Oh, shit.
And we was going. He was the one like, yeah, man, you know, yo, come to that church, bro. Like, it's...
That nigga don't go to church.
That's what I'm saying.
That nigga full of shit.
So when he told me, I was just like, and I barely knew him. He was like, yo, you know, it's dope. The pastor's dope, whatever. And so I was like, all right, bro, if you go, I'll go. And so we go, and she in the choir. So it was just me and him up there, whatever, chilling. And I was like, all right, this is cool. This is all right, whatever. So yeah, shout out the lottery, bro.
Man, the
like,
things that we do for pussy.
Oh man, bro, and I did do what you did though.
Oh, you went? You...
Oh, I went. I joined the church. I joined it on New Year's Eve though.
Oh man, that's the worst.
At 11:59 though.
That's
yeah,
the worst
yeah.
time to join church. If
oh man,
me.
Bro,
you joined in church at 11:59 p.m. I mean, on New Year's Eve, man. Like,
yeah,
you know that's what everybody trying to get right with God, man.
You know what though, man? She met me at a. At a time in my life, I was ready for that, though. So I was kind of ready for some right, kind of right, change. Right.
So let me ask you this, man. So we talking about, first of all, congratulations, man.
Appreciate
you know,
it, bro.
Glad you found some shit. I ain't found it yet. I don't want it, though.
Yeah, man. Listen, live your life, bro.
I don't want it, man.
So it's work.
What do you, okay. So the thing is, so you had brought something up in the topics or whatever. Like, my thing is that... You know, the thing with being married to me, this is why I don't want to get married. I don't want to answer questions. Like, if my woman asks me where you been, and I want to be like, I'm minding my fucking business. Okay, let me tell y'all this. Okay, just true story. So my dad, my mom, right? My mom, anybody that knows my mom is crazy. All right, my mom is flat out nuts. All right, so my mom would ask my dad, yo, where you been? Where you been? Where you been? Where you been? And my dad be like, yo, like, I went here. He had to give a whole personal timeline of where he's been. My mom don't have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like if I'm married, I cannot answer. You cannot answer your wife. You can be like, you know what, Brandon, I ain't answering these fucking questions.
Mm-hmm.
But you are in trouble. You right. in trouble, dog. Women don't get in trouble in relationships. So my thing is, I guess for you, okay, let's talk about the women. Let's talk about the women before you got with your wife.
Yeah.
Okay. How did you have to cut off some hoes before you?
Yo, oh, bro. And it's, man, so when
yeah,
I met
yeah,
her,
yeah,
I had,
yeah. Let's hear this. Let's hear
I
this.
I was talking to this.
Now, real quick. So, a comedian named Takara, I'm sorry to cut you up. A comedian named Takara, she believes that you should be dating three or four different people before you actually settle down. Mm-hmm. So, now again, what were you doing?
I would say it's like two or three. Mm-hmm. It was like two or three. Leading up to her at the same time, like before.
Well, okay. So in my last relationship, right,
mm-hmm.
I had like four or five chicks that I was dealing with.
Okay,
and I had to like slowly ghost them,
mm-hmm.
and then finally I got with my lady. You know what I'm saying? So I want to know, what did you do? Were you ghosting women, or were you like?
I wasn't ghosting them. I had already started to lose interest by the time I met her. There was one girl I was talking to. She was the epitome of a fuck girl.
What's her name?
I'm not gonna put her name. I'm cool with her sister, and her I'm sister's joking. Amazing. I'm so joking. I'm not gonna do that. So she was. If I wasn't cool with her sister, I'd put her ass on blast, bro. She was a bitch. fuck her.
God damn.
Yeah, man, fuck her,
He's
bro.
He's still pissed off.
Yeah, bro, she wasted my fucking time, bro. And it was like...
How?
Oh, I'm about to tell you. So she lived in upstate New York. Not my home city, but she lived in upstate New York.
Speaking of your home city, and March, I think 8th through the 10th, mm-hmm. me and DL, we're going to be in Syracuse.
Oh, that's dope as hell.
So if you got any family that want to come to the show, man, I'll take care of them. March 8th through 10th, man. We'll be in Syracuse. Just one thing. Right. Okay.
Shout out to Syracuse, man, 315.
Yeah.
Right, so we was talking, right? I met her. I knew her, but, like, we kicked it and, like, vibed out on, New Year's Eve one night. And so when I went back to New York City, she was in, I feel like she was in college up there, whatever.
Yeah.
And she was like, you know, we're chopping it up, talking all this nasty shit, whatever. What's she going to do and doing this, tongue rings and all of that.
Tongue rings? First of all, ladies, that shit corny. All right, I'm looking at the camera and say this, all right? Nobody cares about your fucking tongue ring anymore, all right? That shit is so 1997, bitch. Like, get a new trick.
I care, bro.
Oh, I care.
I did back then, I did. So, she's talking all this shit. I was like, all right, I'm going to fly up there, you know? Mm-hmm. Holiday come up. It's like Memorial Day or something like that, Memorial Weekend.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm going to come up. And, you know, we're going to see what's up. So I missed my flight the first night because of, like, they said something some weather shit.
Okay.
Whatever. So I end up not going on Friday. I came on Saturday. So, no. I was supposed to come Thursday, but I came Friday, whatever.
Right.
Come up Friday. You know, I'm up there at her crib, chilling. She walking around, like, teasing like a motherfucker, like, boy shorts on, all this shit, right? Just walking around. I'm like, it was good. You know, I'm trying to make the move. Oh, you know, wait till tonight. I got you tonight. I'm like, all right, cool, whatever. Chillin', we go out that night. Her ass gets so fucking drunk, I literally have to carry her ass into the crib, bro. Like, carry her into the crib. I'm like, man, god damn, bro. Like, what the fuck? So, I don't want that.
Nah. First of all, let me tell you something, man. No man wants... Like, I don't mind drunk pussy, but I don't like belligerent pussy.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like sloppy drunk pussy. Like, I don't like the... When you throwing up and she like, yeah, you want something? Nah, I don't want none of that.
Nah.
I'm cool. Because here's the thing. That pussy always doesn't remember the next morning.
Exactly.
And then if you don't... Nobody likes I don't remember pussy.
Nope.
Like,
so, yeah.
Or like, you don't want to give I don't remember dick. Like, you know what I mean? It's nothing worse than that, you know? Because... Then you run the risk of being Bill Cosby, and that's not what I'm doing in my life.
Yeah, that's not what I was there for. So, anyways, next morning she's like, "Oh my god, I can't believe you carried me in." Blah 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 blah. You're such a gentleman. I'm playing all into this shit. Like, yeah, you know, whatever, cool.
Pull your pants down,
bro.
I'm sorry.
That's what I want. That shit I was on. She loved attention, bro. But I mean. Unusual attention, and I don't mean just from me. Like, she wanted to show me that she was getting attention from other niggas. So I'm there visiting. Yeah. She's like, "Oh my god, this nigga's calling me, man. Hold on, I'm so sorry. I gotta go outside real quick." She go outside. It's a dude that pulled up. I'm like, man, what the fuck kind of
a
shit?
A nigga pulled up while you flew yourself out.
Yeah, bro, my these Def Jam days, bro. So I'm sitting there like. I could have stayed my ass back there.
She
like,
could have definitely stayed your ass.
I had other shit I could have spent my time on. Doing all this shit, bro. I'm sitting there all day. I'm like, bruh, what the fuck? I'm like, she walks in. I'm like, yo, this shit corny. Like, what the fuck is you doing?
This shit corny.
She goes, don't worry about it. You know, these guys like me and all this, but I don't like them. But, you know, they buy me stuff. I'm like, yeah, all right, whatever, man. All right, cool. Like, I'm here for one thing. So...
Did you get the one thing?
No.
Yeah, see, no. There's you know what? Go ahead.
So
I'm feeling your pain right now.
Later that night, we go, mind you, I'm dealing with this phone call shit.
Yeah.
All day till we go out. We link up with her homegirls. I'm doing all types of sucker for sex shit, bro. I'm like.
Sucker for sex
like,
shit.
Like, she, shoes untied. I'm like, yo, I got you. Don't even worry about tying.
You tied and bitches shoes,
bro. I tied it. I had 24 hours left, bro. I'm trying to. I'm like, I gotta do it. I cannot let this ticket go to waste.
Tavon out here tying bitches shoes,
bro. Tying shoes. She gonna know exactly who she is.
She's not a fan of mine. So
you know what?
Maybe she is.
I hope she is. Fuck her, bro. I don't care. She.
So
she trash anyway.
So what else happened?
So we get to the club, bro. We get to the motherfucking club. Everything's cool. Her friends is like, oh my God, you're such a gentleman. I can't believe you tied her shoe. I need one like you. Right?
I would have been
you
like,
know what?
I would have been like,
date her friend. That's what I should have fucking did.
That's exactly what you should have did.
That's what I should have did.
That's exactly
if
what
this
you
podcast should've... was out back then.
Yeah. You should have definitely been like,
I just made the move on
him. I need somebody like him. Well, baby, I'm here.
I'm here. I'm here. So we chilling, whatever. And she's like, oh, my people's here. I got to go say what up to them, whatever. She's like, can you watch my purse real quick? I'm like, yeah, no worries. I got my drink. I'm chilling.
Yeah.
She walks, you know. I'm sitting there for like 10 minutes now. I'm like, yo, what the fuck?
Lucky Land Slots, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods. Local flavors.
Nigga, I find her, bro. She's like twerking on some dude. I'm like, nigga. Like,
and you can't be mad because this ain't your girl.
It ain't my girl.
Right.
I said, well, hey, all right, if this, but I'm not watching your motherfucking purse. So I was like, all right, if this what we doing, then cool. Here's your purse. I'm about to go do what I want to do. So I go down to the dance floor, find me a chick and do whatever.
As you should.
She walks up on me like, oh, this what you on now? I said,
typical.
Yeah.
Typical.
You know, and now, bro, like, you know, where we was at close is like 4 a.m. My flight was at 7, bro. And so.
You got like an hour to get some pussy.
Yeah, yeah. So we leave the club and it's like there's a little after the let out. Yeah. Whatever. So we chilling in a let out, whatever. And she's just like, oh, you know, all these dudes coming up to her, she's just entertaining this shit. I'm like, yo, I gotta go. Like, what are you doing? Like,
Now
I'm like at the point where I'm like,
you mad?
Yeah, I'm pissed,
you wasted
bro.
Your time.
I'm
you wasted pissed. Your money. Let me tell you something, Tavon. I know you married. I know you married, but this bitch owes you pussy, and you should ask your wife if you can collect.
I don't want it. Yeah, I seen a picture of her recently.
Oh, she fell off.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
bro,
see me.
Man.
I would have. I would
fell
ask,
off the
I would,
planet.
There's a. I mean, and this. I'm not going to say that.
Yeah.
Because now I sound like I sound like a pervert. Women owe you, but let me tell you something. I never forget. I drove from Philly to Indiana University of Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Literally, that is a 6-hour ride, and I drove 6 hours to cuddle.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something, Alicia. And I'm saying names. Alicia, I will never forget that. I will never forget that. And there's going to come a day where I'm going to knock on your door with your husband. And your husband's going to answer the door. And he's going to say, who is this? And I'm gonna like, hey, my name's Clint. I'm just, you know, I have a receipt that I drove, you know, X amount of miles, X amount of hours. And if you don't mind, I'm going to fuck your wife. No. No, I'm joking. That's an ancient move. You know what? But I think that, you know, I think that playing games is a thing.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that just with women. Men, we play games too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Women play different games. Like, women don't want to be treated like a prize, but act like a prize.
Right.
Like, you don't want to be treated like, you know, you're you know, pussy isn't the goal, but it is. And you act like it's the goal. It's like, oh, what are you going to do to get this? What are you going to do to get, like, I mean, Tavon, you tied shoes, my nigga.
I tied shoes, bro.
I can't believe you tied shoes, man.
The perfect knot and everything, bro. Took my time.
You loop, swooped, and pulled.
Feel me? Like, I put the skills into that bitch. And I was just like, God.
So let me ask you this, man. Do you find it happier being, you know, okay, have you done any fuckboy shit in your marriage? Be honest.
I don't know. You have to ask her that. I always feel like I'm solid. You know what I mean? All right, you know what, bro? I'll say.
Come on, you know there was a time you're like, you know, I fucked up.
It's been a minute, though. I mean, like.
Now, do y'all, like, if she's mad at you, do y'all, like, not speak? Like, how does that work?
Well, she'll not speak to me.
Damn.
You know,
And what do you do when she don't speak to you, though? Because, like, I'll litigate.
I act as, like, that shit's normal, and I'll just talk to her and be fucking cracking jokes and shit until she finally gives the fuck in.
Yeah.
But, man, she be a tough cookie to crack sometimes, bro. I ain't gonna lie, man.
Women don't think you funny when they mad at you, bro.
Hell nah, bro. Not at all.
Women
bro.
Do not listen.
I don't even know what else to do.
You are not, like, anytime, if you thought you were funny when you were dealing with your lady, man, and the moment you messed up, you are no longer funny, bro. Mm-hmm. Don't come with the jokes. If you're not asking anything that's, like women, yo, bro, when women are mad, man, like, first of all, this shit funny to me, yo. I actually enjoy sometimes making women, and I know that sounds bad, but it's like you they go so extreme, yo. Like, yeah. It's really not that serious, yo. Like, I had a girl tell me, like, you know, she's like, Clint, I don't know if we're gonna make it past this. I'm like, because I ate your cereal, bitch. Like, what you mean we're not gonna make it past this? Shut up and eat your fucking food and stop playing with me, like, you know?
Yeah, bro. I mean, it got to the point where. I knew that she would always just need that time right quick to you know, feel how she felt. And so I would just leave her alone after a while. I was like, all right, you know what, man? You get over it. And so I would chill, man. I'll do whatever I...
The else. Thing is, women don't get over shit.
Well,
when's the last time... Listen, how often did your wife bring up old shit?
You know what, man? She don't... She actually don't... She doesn't do that. She doesn't do that as much.
My mom brings up old shit.
Oh, my mom brings up old shit.
My mom stay bringing up old shit, and that's my number one lady.
My mom is reformed though. She reformed. I can't even say the word. my mom kicked me out when I was 16, bro.
Listen, bro. Yeah. My mom did too.
Yeah, but she done got soft in her older age.
My mom goes to church a lot, so my mom is trying to go to heaven, man. And God, and I told my mom, God is on to you. He know your ass. He know your ass ain't shit. Like, so let me ask you this, man. You know, when it comes to being married, I'm not gonna ask you if you want to cheat. That's not the question.
Yeah.
But like, do you? Because like, okay, I'm a single. This is what I don't understand. Married people want to be single, and single people want to be married.
Right.
How does that work?
I put it this way, man.
I'm going to tell you now, you don't want to be out here.
Nah, I really don't. You know, here's the thing, is like, you just because you're married don't mean you're not going to be attracted to other people.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
And both parties have to realize that.
Yeah.
I remember when I lived in New York, this girl said the realest shit to me, man. She said, this at the time I was like working out and stuff like that. She's like, oh, I see you out here. And I was like, all right, cool. I mean, I appreciate it. She's like, yeah, I'm married. I'm not dead. And I was like, I get that. I was like, you know, people don't stop being attractive because you're married.
I have a married woman in my DMs right now.
Yeah?
Yeah, she's married. She, nigga.
Yeah.
Like, first of all, the amount of fuck woman shit. Okay.
I've done with those too, man.
I got a married woman in my DM right now. I'm not gonna say her name because I don't wanna come. I don't wanna ruin happy homes. But fellas, I want you to know that your wife thinks I'm fine. And your wife wants fuckboy dick. With that being said though, no, true story. So she slid in my DM and she's like, hey, how you doing? Blah blah blah. Thought your show was funny. Me and my husband laughed our ass off. And I'm like, all right, cool, thank you. She was like, when's the next time you're coming, insert city? I'm not going to say the city name. Mm-hmm. She says, when's the next time you're coming to this city? And I said, yo, I don't know. She's like, oh, that's a bummer. And then sends me a nude.
Oh.
Yo, and I met her husband.
Damn, man.
And your wife is sending me. Yo, let me tell you something. To my future wife, whoever the fuck you are out there, if you sending niggas nudes now, stop it. All right, and I ain't even met you yet. If you sending a nigga new right now, stop it. All right, stop it. That's
crazy. Yeah, it's tough, man. Because I mean, you're human at the same time, and it's like, you know, what do you? I've always looked at it like this, bro. I said, hey, man. If she does what she does, man, or it just wasn't meant for me, bro. Right, like I can't kill myself over that shit. You know what I mean? Just got moved the fuck on. But you know, and just always know that's a possibility. You know, you trust each other to the point where you don't no more. Right. You know what I mean? And so, you know, you're hoping that that day don't come. But yeah, I mean, I think it's tough on both sides because, like, women are better at that shit.
Man.
And so, like, you will never know.
Man.
You know what I mean?
I'm pretty sure dude don't know his wife is sending nudes.
Yeah,
in the DM.
Yeah. Like
and,
I said,
and the thing is, I would never tell him that.
Yeah. Right. And that's
but
what
women will definitely...
women will tell.
Women will
they
definitely
will tell
your wife.
They'll find him and say, hey, you know...
coming to you as a woman.
Woman to woman shit. Like, nah, bro. Yeah. You know, and I that's why I chill all the way the fuck out, bro. I ain't got time for none of that shit, bro. I like my peace of mind, man. Like, my peace of mind...
I ain't got no peace of mind, bro.
Well, I mean, I like to have the most peace of mind. Peace of mind to me is more than a piece of pussy, bro, at the end of the day.
Ooh, say that again.
Yeah, like...
Peace of mind is more than a piece of pussy.
Yeah, bro, because it's like...
I like pussy.
You get that shit and you worry. Like, I'm not trying to worry about a chick sending a nude to my phone, because, like... My wife's phone will die. She'll let me use your phone. Cool, here.
Nope.
She want to call her mom and all of this shit.
Nah, you wait till your phone's charged.
I don't need that bling and then some bitch in a costume and some shit sending me some pictures. I don't need that in my life, bro.
I'm going to tell you now, man. If my chick ever, like, first of all, I don't even let women I'm talking to use my phone.
Mm-hmm. Understandable.
And I ain't got nothing to hide, but I do got stuff to hide. Right. I told y'all, man, I got news. I got news and shit, man. You know, this is a real mellow podcast today, man. I'm gonna tell y'all now, man. I had some drinks before I even got here, so I'm a little tipsy, you know. You know, let me ask you this, man. Now, this may be a lot of questions to ask, but I'm gonna ask it, you know, because this is advice from a fuckboy. I don't want to know your sex life, but I want to know, like, you don't want no new pussy? Like, how do you make old pussy in new pussy?
Yo, you know,
because we talked about it on the podcast. I mean, we said, like, the best prize for a man is new pussy.
Well, you know what's crazy, man? I was like, when we first started dating, like, Instagram and Facebook, like, that shit wasn't a thing like it wasn't a million twerk fucking videos out there like that.
Right.
So it wasn't...
But that don't turn me on.
Nah, it don't, but, like, when... ass and fucking titties is thrown in your face as soon as you log on Instagram fucking day, all day long, every time you get on that bitch, it's like
nothing better than even regular
chicks is doing it, and you're just like, god damn, like
right.
You know, that starts to make you feel like, damn, am I missing out when I'm, you know.
Do you ever feel like you missing out?
I'm a man, bro.
Keep it a bean.
I'm a man, bro.
That's cool.
I'm a man, you
I
know
respect that.
At the end of the day, you got you gotta understand what's the benefits of being in a relationship. So you know, I'd be a lie if I, you know, said I haven't seen girls that I thought was attractive. Like,
I'm not saying,
yeah,
but like,
now you know,
I appreciate your honesty.
Yes,
yeah.
But you know, wanting it and actually acting on it is two different things.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like you. Like I said, I like my peace of mind. And, you know, I love my wife, whatever. And it's like, I don't want to jeopardize no my shit for a night. And then after that night, you just going to be the next thing. I'm like, fuck, god damn it. And then, like, you know, like, crazy that shit would be. And, like, my conscience would be when I do that. And I have to come home and lay there next to my wife. And
I mean, there's niggas that do it just right.
Yeah,
just right.
They do. Like, I don't have that kind of conscience, bro.
Man, I do. I will fuck your best friend and come sleep right in bed.
But you know, what else is crazy is like, you know, like, you know, she's connected, bro. Like, she, like,
listen, your wife is very, your wife, listen, the crazy thing is I know so many, look, a chick I used to deal with took a picture with your wife. She put it on her story. I'm like, nigga, how the fuck you know her?
Yeah, bro. It's crazy. So it was like,
she know everybody.
Yeah, everybody, bro. Like,
she really do.
I would be 100% stupid. You know what I mean?
If you had, you got to cheat in like Hawaii if you want.
Yeah,
to
you have to cheat. I feel like even if like something was ever happened, like I would have to be outside the city because it just would be too.
I respect one chick. She cheated on me and told me, but she did it in a like a, she told me in a real roundabout way though. Like she didn't just come out and tell me. She broke up with me and then said something happened. I'm like, so you already cheated.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. And now I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods, local flavors.
But I had to respect it. I had to respect that.
Bro, my high school sweetheart
cheated on you?
Nigga, with my fucking friend out when I was 5.
Oh, man. Who? Now, we talked about this on the last episode. Yeah. Me and Louis G talked about this on the last episode. Are you mad at your friend or are you mad at her?
I'm mad at her. She let it happen. But that's your man, though. But here's the thing was...
even though a man gonna be a man.
A man gonna be a man. But at the same time,
yeah,
he did me a favor. Because at the same time, she was going to do it with somebody. Whether it was him or somebody else, at least he showed me. But he didn't. But you know what the crazy shit is?
You still cool?
Who, me and him?
Yeah.
We straight. Yeah. We cool. Like, I told him when I found out I ain't had no beef with him. I was just I just told him he should have told me.
Yeah.
You know, I ended up finding out through my other homie like 4 years later.
Four years later, he told me,
he's like, well, I thought you knew already. I'm like, nigga, what the fuck?
I'm over here, you know...
Nigga, you didn't think I knew, bro. Ain't no fucking way in hell.
Right.
He did me a favor, whatever. He did whatever he did, but she was cool with his sister. And that's how that shit went down, whatever.
See, me, I would be mad at my friend.
But I told him, I said,
like, Tavon, if you ever fuck a bitch, I got...
See, you know what, bro? That's the line I don't cross, bro. Right, you know,
it's like,
I mean, I've done some stupid shit in the past, so I'm not gonna lie.
See, you ain't say none of the stupid. Yeah, I feel like you're not trying to get in trouble, man.
Nah, this is the thing.
People don't tune into this podcast because they want to hear. They want to hear what you did. They want to hear what we did. They want to hear fuckboy stories.
Well, I'm not gonna give you that story, but I'll give you a story.
Give me a good fuckboy story, man.
I was talking to this chick, man. She was an intern when I was working at the label, shit. And
wait a minute, Rich. We watched, you know, earlier in the podcast, he said the girl told his wife he was trying to fuck everybody. Mm-hmm. He said, damn, I'm not. Clearly he is.
Yo, it was like two. But I mean, at the time, say what, 2008, I was there for 4 years. Bro.
Right.
2 and 4 years, that's not that bad.
You trying to fuck two other women outside of Brandon.
Yeah, before.
So you were averaging almost one pussy per year at your job. That's a lot.
No. It was like one every 2 years because it was like, all right, from 2004 through 2008 when I met Brandon or whatever.
Right. But go ahead.
It was, you know, whatever.
Let's get to the story.
So the girl, you know, whatever. She had her guy, whatever. I really hope she ain't watching this. But fuck that shit, man. But like we just chilling, we kicked it, whatever, and then like shit, that shit turned into like a big ass fling. I mean, for like a couple years type shit.
Yeah.
Because we just connected, whatever. I mean, bro, like to the point where like I'm fucking with her, then like he'd call her and whatever, and she'd be on the phone with, like in the middle of shit.
You'd be inside her while she's on the phone with her.
Yeah, she just paused. And I'm just like, damn, I'm like, what the fuck? And she's talking, and she was like, oh, man, you know.
See, this is why I got to FaceTime you.
Yeah, see, bro.
See, this is the shit I'm talking about.
FaceTime wasn't a thing back then.
I know, but this is why I got to FaceTime now. Like, because, you know, I mean, then again, a nigga can still be hitting it from the back while you.
Right, yeah, man. And so, you know, she got the phone. She was like, oh, yeah, I'm sorry about that. You know, it's his birthday. I was like,
wow.
I'm like, man, get off me, dog. You gotta get off me, bro. I can't have.
So she's like, fucking another nigga on his birthday.
Well, he was at work, you know.
Well, she was too.
Yeah. She definitely was. And I mean, Bryce did everything, like film, like record the shit.
All right, man. You know what? I don't want to hear no more of this story, bro. Man. This is bad.
I try to tell you, bro.
This is bad.
Hey, you said you want me to be 100.
Nah, I appreciate you being 100.
I don't want you.
Sometimes
you know,
when you being 100, man, you don't want to. This is bad, man.
I want the listeners to be like, "Oh, that nigga boring, bro." Right, listen, I'm keeping it 100.
Nah.
Yeah, I'm not proud of that shit.
No,
I'm
you shouldn't be.
You know
I'm not proud of that. You know what? You know what the crazy thing is, and I was talking about this the other day too with somebody. You know, so Tahir was on a podcast. He was talking about numbers, and I was like, "Yo, I'm not proud of how many women I've slept with. I don't want to know." But I think that, you know what? You know, my homeboy, like my little cousin, he was telling me he asked a girl how many boys she had sex with, and I told my youngin, I said, "Yo, man, you don't need to know how many women a guy or how many guys a woman had sex with. It don't matter. Just know that she's fucking you now."
Yeah.
But ladies, I want to give you some advice real quick, all right? Listen. So, you got to think of your dick per year average. DPYA. All right? It's so when you figure out a woman's body count, right? So let's say I'm 31. So let's say I meet a woman that's 31, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's say she's been fucking since 18, all right? So she's been fucking for 13 years, all right? Let's just say she has 40 bodies, all right? So 40 divided by 13 is what? Let's do the math. What's 40 divided by 13? Hold on, give me a second, y'all. I'm pulling it up on my phone. 40 divided by 13. That's 3.07, which means she averaged 3.7 3 dicks per year. That's one dick every 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
That's not bad. Now, of course, there's the whole phase where there was probably like 8 dicks in 1 month, but that's okay.
Right.
But listen, ladies, there's some women's DPYA is like 7 or 8.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
But 3 dicks a year? That's almost a dick a season.
But you know what? Now, if you're a younger dude and you messing with an older chick and she tell you, it'll fuck your head up.
I just want to know how long you've been having sex.
Yeah, well,
how long have you been fucking? That's what makes all of this. Like, if you, some women started at 15 and they
See, this shit happened to me before. That's why I'm like, you know, I met this chick in a club when I was in New York. I'm young, fucking arrogant as fuck.
Yeah.
I work at the label, so I think I'm everything, bro. I'm talking all this shit. I go up to this chick, I'm talking to her, whatever. We dance and all of this, and I was like, "Oh, what do you do?" I'm like, "Oh, you know, I'm art director at the label, Def Jam, blah blah blah. So what do you do?" This chick hits me with the illest shit. She said, "I'm a scientist." I said,
"Oh shit, I would want to fuck her off, GP."
Bro, that was it. I was like, oh,
"I'm a scientist."
I'm in. I put her.
What science? Will.
I said, "That's what I said." I said, "Like scientist, like what?" She was like, "Like I do like cancer research."
That's crazy. You ever notice like when you were kids, somebody would be like, "Yo," like kids be like, "Yo, I want to be a scientist." This bitch went and actually did it, bro.
Like I saw her in the lab coat and everything.
That's fucking amazing. Did she ever come over your house naked with just the lab coat on?
No, she didn't, bro. Oh, you know what? Man. I know. But let me tell you, bro. She was actually a woman, bro. I went. She was a grown fucking woman. Like,
she's a scientist.
I'm like 24, maybe 25 at the. No, I was definitely like 23, 24.
Yeah. And how old was she?
She was like 31, 32.
Yeah.
And so.
I love me a good older woman.
She had her own place.
That's and, yo, that does it for me.
Oh man, bro, she it was crazy. Like
I was so listen. You ever? This is funny. Like guys be thinking girls be impressed by shit, right? Yeah. When you come over, like, oh my god, look at him. He got two bedrooms, no roommate. Mm-hmm. Like if I go over a girl's house and she just has her own crib, bro. At one point, I was impressed.
Yeah,
I was impressed.
Oh man, bro,
I was impressed.
It was everything. So I she lived in Long Island.
Even and better.
So I caught a train out there. It took me like 45 minutes.
And yeah.
Get out there.
Did some research.
And then she comes, picks me up from the train line because I'm in New York City. I ain't got no car.
No, nobody does.
Yeah, so I get her crib. She's like, you know, what do you like to watch? You know, stuff like that. I'm like, I don't know. She's like, you like The Simpsons? I was like, yeah, Simpsons cool. She throws Simpsons on the TV. I'm sitting on the floor. She's behind me just like giving me massages and shit, like massaging my shoulders. She cooked me food. Amazing. I'm like, damn, I was amazing. Like, bro.
She's
like,
the goat. What's her name?
Regina.
Hey, Regina. How you doing? My name's Clint Coley.
Yeah, Regina's amazing.
If you're still a scientist and you listen to this podcast, Regina, I'll slide in my DM and also call me. My number is 21. No, I'm playing.
Yeah, nah, she was great though, man. I was just young, I was stupid, I wasn't ready for
you
that.
You didn't take care of it. It's all good, but you married now and it worked out.
Yeah, yeah, it worked out. That's she, all that matters. She used to like invite me to a whole bunch of stuff. Like she came with plans, you know what I mean? She had the plans.
Respect.
And
respect. That's a grown woman for you, man.
Yeah, yeah. What fucked me up was asking the body count. We got a conversation. Well, she brought it up first, and then I asked her. And then when she told me,
what was the number though?
25.
And she was 31?
Yeah.
So wait a minute.
So yeah, let's calculate this.
So wait a minute. Do you know how long she was fucking?
I don't.
But let's just say she's 31 and she had 25 niggas, right?
Let's just count from 18.
So 17, we didn't even. But okay, we count from 18. So between 18 and 31, she had 25 niggas. All mm-hmm. right. So that's 25 divided by 13 years of fucking, bro. She's averaging less than 2 dicks a year.
I know, bro.
There's chicks that average 2 dicks a night.
Yeah. Trust me, man, I know.
You just looked at it from an immature way.
I looked at the whole, you know.
Right.
So, I was immature. I was super immature. I definitely admit that 100%.
So, guys, here's the thing. Don't ask a woman her body count.
Yeah, but if don't you do that.
It's okay. The dick per year average is not a big deal. But we about to wrap this thing up, man.
Yeah.
Real quick. I always ask my, what did we learn today on the podcast? Tavon, what did you learn?
DPY.
DPYA.
DPYA is the best shit ever. That shit is hilarious. two, don't ask the body count. Don't ask the body count. Also, there's fuck girls too.
We already knew that.
Yeah. What else did we learn?
I learned that you was fucking a chick on... You was fucking somebody's boyfriend.
No, I was fucking somebody's boyfriend.
I'm sorry, excuse me. You was fucking somebody's girlfriend on the boyfriend's birthday.
You have
eclipsed into the fuckboy hall of fame with me.
It was bad, bro. I mean, I've done that shit more than once too. That's why I'm not proud of it. But you know what, a lot of times I was lied to and I didn't know.
But you knew at that point because she was calling nigga and you was inside her.
I did know, yes.
But I ain't mad at you.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got a new segment on the podcast. Yeah. We have the fuck boy of the day. So I know Charlamagne does the donkey of the day, blah, blah, blah. But I got to give out a fuck boy award. Today, my fuck boy award goes to Jussie Smollett. You stupid motherfucker, man. So we rode for you. We was ready to go to Chicago for you, man. We was ready to have your back. And you lied. You lied, you lied, you lied. I don't know the whole details, but I know you're full of shit. And you are a fuck boy for lying. Because that's what fuck boys do. We lie. You lie. And try to make or try to embellish things that really ain't there. You did that. You lied. Like, listen, I don't like Make America Great Again either. I don't like making MAGA hats or anything like that. But don't lie on the motherfuckers.
Right.
That's it, man. Tavon, where can they follow you at, man? Where can they buy your art at? Plug that shit right now.
Yo, my Instagram is Mr_Sampson. Mr is spelled out MISTER.
Look at the camera and tell them, too.
Oh, and the website is MrSampson.com. Same thing, spelled out MISTER. Sampson with a P, SAMPSON.com. So here we go.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Tavon is a very, very accomplished artist, man. But thank you for being on the podcast today.
Appreciate it, brother.
Now it's good to know that married niggas are fuckboys too. They just hired. So we gonna, yo, listen, you know, we should have fuckboy jerseys in the rafters. We're gonna draw fuckboy jerseys. We're gonna put them in the, as a matter of fact, Tavon, make me an art shit like that. Give me my fuckboy jersey. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to put it in the rafters, man. Listen,
go.
Man, thank y'all for listening, man. Keep sharing the podcast. Keep subscribing. Tell your friends about it. Advice from a fuckboy. And we're out.
You want to keep it real. You know the deal. Keep you up on game. It won't be the same. Say what's his name? Clint Cole. Say what's his name? Clint Cole. Say what's his name? Clint Cole.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you. From pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.